You are listening to BensTorah.com.
The following Shaila, that Rabbi Kivega, there's a din of Bracha Me'ein Zayin, right? Bracha Me'ein Zayin, right? The Gemara mentions it, that there's such a thing called Bracha Me'ein Zayin. What was the purpose of Bracha Me'ein Zayin? That Friday night, Rishayim Seder, it's based on the Gemara, Wednesday, Friday, there are Mezikin hanging out, and their shuls used to be out of the city limits, as we call it, people who came late to davening, people who davened late, so it would be sakana for them to walk back on their own. So therefore, the way Rashi learns it, they used to say this bracha main zayin to keep the davening a little longer. And so since the davening was here a little longer, therefore it would make everybody stay a little later and everybody walked back together. That's basically the purpose. Okay. So the Torah in Reish Samaches brings a Go'inim. Kosav Rab Amram. Ta'av lo hiske shashabes ba'arvis machzirin. So then it's, if you don't say, if you daven shmenes of v'achin, you don't say Shabbos, so you have to go back. Rav Moshe going kosav, yochet shatos, if a person made a mistake, v'lo hiske at kedash lo Shabbos, im shama mishliach tzibur mogein ovois bedvorei, she brocha achas me'en zayin, me'reish atzayf, yotzei de chavasa, he's yotzei. He's yotzei with the brocha me'en zayin, even though it's at seven brochas, but this is what he says, this is what Moshe Goyen says, even if he didn't daven at all, and he shama mipi shliach tzibur, mogen avos mereish atzayf, yotzei de chavasa. Temahu, to temah. Kiven shemachzirin aysay, im lo hizka shal Shabbos, eich yoytze bebracha echas mein sheva. How's he yoytze? Right? Kiven shemachzirin aysay, how's he yoytze? He didn't daven shmenas. He listens to one bracha. Mechateis he should be yoytze. Ayda bahag, we shouldn't bring a bahag that on Rosh Chodesh, if you forget to say yalav v'yava, you could hear from the shliach tzibur. Yeah, you heard the whole shmenasah from the shliach tzibur. Shiny awesome, she shemeh kol atfila, v'hacha eich yoitza, b'bracha mein zayim b'mokam sheva. And Rav Natrunoy Goyen says, even if he didn't daven, he says, how could that be? That's his kasha, and Itaka argues. And the Beis Yosef says, it's a kula because tfilas arvis rishus. That's what the Beis Yosef basically says. Ain't suffix sheshe t'mal diva goyenim eile k'moshe t'omar beba. Ach yesh lama tam goyenim eile k'im tfilas arvis rishus, locha miri kisha tfilas. Rav Moshe going to Rav Natronoi going, each one, if you skip. Now, it's all very understandable that there's the sheet, but sof kol sof, where did they get it? So the goyin in on the halacha, because the Beis Yosef paskins like these goyinim. The Beis Yosef taka paskins like these goyinim. In Shulchan Aruch it says, Reish Samaches, Sif Yud Gimel, im espal shechol v'lo hisker shol Shabbos, or shelo yispal klal, v'shama mishliach tzibro bracha main zayin mereish vatzayif yotza. Paskin like these goyin, right? So the goyin, the Vilna goyin over here, it's a little hard to read here, but we'll try. The Vilna goyin says, shagoyinim mefarshim sham mishum sakana oisin shabon achar tfila kidei shelo yitzrachu lespalo. Not the pshat is the people who are davening longer, people who have davening more. He says those who come late, it was a chazar sashat. So now it's a gam. We paskin, the Rambam says that you don't have chazar sashats at night. Right? The Rambam says there's no chazar sashats because really tefillas arvis is rishus. And therefore, there's no real chiyuv for me to be mitzi the other person. It works with arvis. Right? But over here, it works because the pshat is the umasakin a tefillah for the shliach tzibur, and therefore that's what the goyin learns. The goyin learns that these goyin learn different, not like Rashi. And as according to Rashi, technically they could have made a kiddush Friday night. Somebody would have gotten a lot of, you know, Bill Ross would have been a very nice thing. Make a kiddush, sit around. Rabbi Kivega says in Kuf Yud Dalet that if you forget to say Mashiv Ruach Amarid Geshem Friday night, you don't have to go back, because Friday night, there's no Mashiv Ruach in Me'ein Zayin. In Me'ein Zayin, you don't find it. And therefore, for some reason, which you're not clear what it is, you see Mashiv Ruach Zama'akav, because you're Yaitzah with Me'ein Zayin. Now, he gives a Mar Mokum to look in a Magen Avraham. We didn't speak about this Thursday, but the pshat is, why brings the Magen Avraham is bishat ikatam shum tfil savishus makim beg, because Magen Avraham's mashah, in other words, like this. Till now we heard if the Sheikh Tzibur is yotzi. Over here, talk about even if a guy davened at home, and forgot mashah ruach. Your bra, our tefillah, which you daven zayin, without a mashah ruach, is no worse than me'ein zayin. That's what he's saying with Kibega. It's no worse than the me'ein, not necessarily only if you do me'ein zayin. Since in me'ein zayin it's not yotzi, you're our shmenasa too. That's why he brings his Magen Avraham, because it's mashra that he's yaitzah with shmenasa, whatever tefillah is. Okay, so now, the shayla we spoke about Thursday is the following shayla. Okay, so those who are here, please don't raise your hands. Those that are not here, let's see what you say. I had a shayla like this. A person didn't daven Friday afternoon. He didn't daven mincha. So what's a din? So that's a gemara. Yeah, that mispal shtayim, right? That's called tashlumin. If a person missed tefillah, Ma'ariv, davened two times shachas, two times and so forth and so on. So my shayla was a person, and what's the seder? The seder is, it's muchach in the Gemara, the beginning of fourth perek. You first do the mitzvah now, chaviva mitzvah shaita, todah she'ina, todah rishayim, say, different reason. And then you do what's called the tashlumen. That's the seder. In fact, if you have kavana, do the opposite, you're not yaitza. You know, it's the same tefillah, but if a person has kavana to do the first one as tashlumen, he's not yaitza. It has to be after the regular tefillah. So my shayla is, what happens if a person didn't daven Friday afternoon, is now davening Ma'ariv twice, and in the second tefillah, he forgets Mashiv Ruach HaMayrid HaGeshem. Is it an extra Ma'ariv? How do we look at tashlumen? Is tashlumen taka de pshat? You know what? You can only daven mincha till 6. If you were if you were an oinus, you were shaygig, and you didn't daven, so they gave you extra time to daven mincha. Or, right, so Yomi's saying, no, pshat is you missed mincha. You have a tashlum. What is tashlumen? You'll daven another ma'ariv. You have a right to daven another ma'ariv. Oh, so the shayla is, how do you look at the second tefillah? If it's ma'ariv twice, good, so you're right. Friday night, you can say without mashiv ruach. That's the din. With ma'ariv, that's with kivegas psak. If the pshat is you're davening mincha, right? Mincha doesn't have this kula. So it doesn't matter if right now, right now you're davening Shabbos because it's Shabbos. You can't deny it. But it's still mashiv, it's a tefillah mashiv ruach ha'mayrid ha'geshem. So, I mentioned the Prima Godim, and I found another Prima Godim as I was looking around a little last night. So, Prima Godim in Kuf Chavav, listen to this Shaila. Kuf Chavav, Mishpat Zav, he brings letters there. It's not going on the Taz. He just has a hey. Heavy Yodeya. Yochid Shalos Baal Mincha Klal. Somebody didn't daven. Shemispal Al Arvis Shtayim B'Shabbos. Right? So now he's davening twice. Hashniya chomer b'rishayna. The second one's more chomer than the first one, right? He's davening two tefillas. The b'rishayna imlo his k'shabbos. He's told me he forgets Shabbos. Not my shayla. Soymech habikas main sheva. That's reisa meches. Soil v'rishus. Since it's a rishus, like the Beis Yosef says, a person forgot to daven Shabbos. He davened the shmenesra. He didn't say Shabbos. He can listen to shliach tzibur. Shniya l'tashlumin choyva memincha ein oyla la bracha mein zayin lezeh. You hear? That's clear. He's saying that it's not like Yomi's saying. It's a mincha. It's a choyva. Later on, which I did mention on, in, which he himself brings over here, he says where it's I mentioned on Thursday in Kuf Chof. Kuf Chof Dalid, yeah. Kuf Chof Dalid, also Prima Godim in Mishpat Zav. It's Kuf Chof Dalid. Misha Shochach Mincha Be'er Shabbos. Harishayna Takona Lishmoya Meshatz. Shni Olai. That's basically what he's saying. That's the one I said over there. Sell more. Okay. Now, so I Stamazoi. You brought a Rambam, yeah. Let's take a look at the Rambam. Interesting. So looking at Zero Diak in the Rambam, the Lashon of the Rambam at night. You don't have Chazar Sashatz. That's where we get it. The Gemara doesn't say anything about Chazar Sashatz. Well, as far as you can learn the Gemara, maybe it's Chazar Sashatz at night. The Rambam says, Shemashlim, Ve'eno Chayz Mesbal, Ve'kor Ram, Arvis, Vishayin Tfila, Arvis Chayva. Lefikach lo yivarach, Ze brachoyz levatolo, She'en kan odom, Shizchayv behen kadei lo yitziyay. Be'leil ha-Shabbos, Chayza shliach tzibor, Achav Shemesbal, what's Chayza? What do you mean Chayza? Achav Shemesbal, Balachav Shemetzibor. Or it's not a bracha, it's a tefillah, because it says choyzer. Otherwise, the Rambam should umisbal b'kol ram. Ava ein umisbal sheva bracha echas main zayin. But the Rambam's lashon, and he brings the nusach, but he calls a choyzer. Choyzer means there's a chazar shatz. According to the grown-up shat, it's a umisakan for people to daven. And a chrami, people who came late, it's a skan. We tell them, listen, don't start davening now, because you're going to make us leave you here alone. So I saw in a sefer, a locha sefer, whatever it is, an interesting shaylas, and I want you to ask your rav. Don't ask me, please. But he'll ask your local rav. I would put, yeah, listen to this. He has good shaylas, according to this. Let's say the shliach tzibur, a lot of times, he finishes Shemin Esra, right? And then he starts, you know, looking, waiting for a minion, looking around. You're not allowed to talk, by the way. Shliach tzibur is not allowed to talk. He's not allowed to talk even till Kaddish Tiskabel by Shachris, even after Kriya Sotar. A lot of times you see them talking by Kriya Sotar, before Kriya Sotar, or not in the middle. It's not allowed. Shliach Tzibur has to be quiet till Kaddish Tiskabel. So let's say, you know, he moves around, and then he goes back three steps and goes. Does he have to do by Bracha Main Zayin? Nice question. This, we had a whole thing, I think, once in Regency, we had this whole thing. If he has to do Kriya, right, Baruch Hashem, like you do by Shemin Esra. There are many G'daylim held you should. Many Siddurim I've seen say to do Kriya. People have seen do Kriya. If his feet have to be next to each other, like Tfilah, right? He shouldn't hold anything, right? He's holding something. He's holding his, right? A bracha you're louder. Tfilah you're now louder. If somebody's sitting there, he has to tell the person, please don't sit. I'm not allowed to daven within your Dalet Amos. Move over a little, right? Let's say in the middle, all of a sudden, he hears thunder. The din is, you're allowed to, technically, without going into the lachas, how, a long bracha, you're allowed to stop and say a bracha on thunder and lightning. In Shemin Esra, you can't do it. Because tefillah is oimid lefnei melech. Does this have a din of oimid lefnei melech? It's not to get etzem this year today, but it's good. Once we see that, it's a din tefillah. So I mentioned, everybody has a rishash. Right, the Rishash in Brachas, the beginning of the fourth perek, says like this. He doesn't say a practical nafkami. He says the second tefillah, he says, is Mayriv. Let's say in the case of, he says the second repetition of the same tefillah. What's his raya? So he brings a raya like this. The din is tefillah sashachar is till when machloikis. Rabbi Yehuda holds till Dalet Shos, which we paskin like, and Chachamim hold at Chatzos. Comes along the Rambam and says, if you didn't daven at Dalet Shos, you can daven at Chatzos. You can daven at Chatzos. Frank the Beis Yosef, so what do you mean? We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. What's the pshat? So Beis Yosef has two pshatim in the Rambam, which is Halacha and Torah and Shulchan Aruch. This. Right? If you ever see minyanim that go till chatzais, it's not the greatest thing, but it's good. Or women, even though Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you know, again, ask your Rav, that women could lechatchila, women who daven, that should daven shachris, could be soymechan chatzais. They don't have to, there are those who are against that, but Rav Shlomo Zalman, as far as I understand from what they wrote in his name, it said women, because they're busy, they're taking care of this, taking that, they can have till chatzais. Okay, so now, so Zokta Beisaisov, the first pshat he says is, you know what? The pshat is that, I think it's the first one, I'm not sure, but the first way, I know the two pshat, I'm just not sure which order it is that it's tashlumin. You're takana yaitse shachris anymore. But you're davening tashlumin.
Is man
lechiyat? No, it's not. That's because you know the halacha Shulchan Aruch. But before the Beis Yosef finishes what you're saying, he doesn't say it. You're right. The Beis Yosef has to bring it right. You're saying it because you know there's such a halacha. The Beis Yosef is going to be one who teaches us that. So he says, you can daven because it's still tashlumin. The other pshat is no. But the yevid you paskin like the chacham. The yevid you paskin like chacham. Lechatchila like a b'yuda, but the yevid like chacham. But the yevid was semachad, whatever the Rambam got it from, but that's the din, but the yevid you semachad the chacham. So the Beis Yosef, two nafkaminas. There could be others, but the two nafkaminas. One nafkamina, he says, what if the din is tashlumin is not said where someone's mazed, misses davening b'mazed. If somebody davened, right, didn't daven mincha b'meiz, he didn't want to daven. Meiz doesn't mean he was an apikoyris. Meiz means that he knows he has daven, but, you know, he's afraid his deal's not going to go through, right? He's got to watch, you know, the stocks, whatever it is, right? He can't hold himself back, right? I once heard that they once had a meeting many, many years ago about the Russians. I don't remember, you know, just talk about the 50s and what to do, this and that. And then one big meeting of all Rashiva, so the Rashiva, you know, they said, okay, it's Thomas Mincha, you have to daven Mincha. They say, so Rehut started clapping on the table. Ha'oisik b'tzach hitziba potam enat fila. That's a din. It's a lach ha'shulchan aruch. Chaim Oizer, they missed filas because he was oisik b'tzach hitziba, so busy, right? He could do two things at a time, but he couldn't daven and do another thing that you're not allowed to do, right? Gedal Yashor's vart, they once asked from Gedal Yashor, how did Chaim Oizer do two things, think of two things at a time? I was like, okay. He says, you do it all the time by davening, Gedal Yeshua said. Chaim Oizer used to daven with his finger on the siddur, because he could do so many things at a time. But anyway, so everybody stopped, and they looked at the Baron, of course, the Baron Kotler. And the Baron said, the Chaim Belin Rashiv is gerecht, he's true. But what are the Balbatim going to say? They're going to hear 25, 30 Rosh Yeshivas got together, Rebbes, and they didn't have a mincha. But the din is your potter. But let's say a guy didn't have a potter. Yeah, it's Sachet Tzibu. It's Sachet Tzibu. He's got to take care of, you know, his stock in Russia. You know, it's Negei, it's Sachet Tzibu. He'll probably help a Jew there, right? So he doesn't, that's mazed. There's no tashlumin mazed. If you say it's tashlumin, so if he was a mazed, till 4 hours, it's no good. But if you say no, it's like a guy's amazed the first 2 hours of the day. Okay, but it still has the third hour and the fourth hour, he can daven again. Or on an afkamina, can you daven 12 after 12, 12:15? If it's tashlumin, so like Ormeo said, you see you're davening tashlumin, even when it's not yet the zman tefila. So if it's not the zman tefila, right, you can still daven, so you can daven 12:15. If it's b'dievet shachas. Shachas is 12 b'dievet, not 12:15. Zok de beis yosef achra, like the second pshat, that there's no tashlumin unless you have mincha. Only bezman mincha can you do tashlumin. In other words, like Rameya said, that's a loch shulchan aruch, a rajba. He quotes a rajba. That the rajba is machriya, and the rajba doesn't have shah, but the rajba says that if before you daven mincha, you cannot make tashlumin. Right, you can make tashlumin before you daven. In other words, till the next tefila, whatever it be, negeh. It's not usually not negeh except shachas and there. It's usually not negeh till 12 to 12:30. Because b'dievet you can daven till 12, and you can't daven till 12:30. Akoponim, that's the rashba. So the rishash, what's a pshat? Why not? Why can't you daven tashlumin 11 o'clock? He says because you're not davening a new tefila. You're davening the tefila you're davening, which is two myrivs, two shachas. Two minchas. It's not zman mincha yet. What kind of tashlumin? Tashlumin means once you daven one tefillah, you can daven another tefillah. That's what Rishash says. Meili says it's the tefillah that you're davening, right? Meaning at night it will be a rishus, and therefore you can hear that the Prima Gram Shah should be not that way. It should be that you could go ahead and be yaitze without mashu ruach mein zayin. Look at the ritzlach. Look on the left side. Oynis tapakti. Shachach v'lo yispal mincha. Shemispal arvishtayim. Be'ez mehen yaktim. What do you mean? It's a Gemara. The Gemara is that you do, what's that? The Didon, the Kaimelon tefilas arvish. It's a machlek, it's a Gemara. We pass on tefilas arvish rishus. Again, rishus doesn't mean, you know, not. The way we pass on halacha means you can't be mevatlin unless something important that usually by other tefilas you couldn't be mevatlin. That's usually not negeah. The imkain yeshla mincha maila She choiva ula arvis yesh maila shehiz mana. This is chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and this is a choiva. In other words, he's calling the tashlumin of mincha, he's calling a choiva. Va'af shedavazem ufurish b'braisa, that you mavdil b'rishayna, and the Gemara says that you first daven ma'ariv before mincha. Ha'reisha tzach l'akdam arvis reisha, yesh litchais ulai b'raisa zu rav gamliel hi. The Svir Leila Kaman, that Arvis is also Choyv. Of our Rabbi Shua, that we hold Tvil Sarvish, that's this topic. Amnam, Kivin Shekola Poiskin Posku Kach Breitzer, O Paskin, that you make Avdola in the first Fila, not in the second Fila, even though a non Kaimel and Tvil Sarvish, Mucha da Fila Tvil Shus, Bishai Tekoim Tashmin Shechuv. You see, that's the cloud. Okay, so what he's clear saying, that you're davening Mincha then, it's a Choyv. Not the Shad. It becomes a chayva because it's for mincha. It's called mincha, as in chayva. So we find a machoikas, two big achrayinim, the Rishash and the Tzlach. Okay. Prima Gadam clearly says, like the Tzlach also. So there were two big Yidden who are both Hasidish, interesting, and lived around the same time. One was with the Marsham, the Brijana Rav. It was a Goyen Adir, it was a new Kol HaTorah Kula. Now it's printed, the story, but when Shimon Plachenik, who's an Einikol, made his first Shidduch, which goes back 30 years ago, more. So Reb Shalom Shradron, who has the same name as the Brijana Rav, Reb Shalom Matcha Shradron, he was an Einikol. The Brijana Rav had four wives. And he was from the first wife, and I'm not sure, Shimon is like from the fourth wife. So there was a big gap in the generations. But a Koponim, or the first, I don't remember, Reb Shalom was from the fourth, I think that's it. He said over a story, Reb Meir Shapiro's mother, I think it was his mother, I don't remember, was married to the Brijana Rav. She was one of the, I think the last one. And the Brijana Rav was mamish on his goises, on his deathbed, he was in a room. And Reb Meir Shapiro, another Talmid Chacham, was standing there on the outside, saying Tillin, they were talking and learning. And they had a shaila like this. They had a shaila. If somebody wants to go ahead and give zroya l'chayayim v'keva, the din is when you shech the behema, you have to give a coin zroya l'chayayim keva. But the Gemara says, Nagi Alma, we in Chutz Lartz we don't do it. In Eretz Yisrael, they also don't exactly do it now. It's a little more common, but in Chutz Lartz we're knowing not to give it. But there were G'dayilim who did it. Chassam Sefer did it once a year. The Tumim did it once in a while. It says, so they asked, is that called, if a person wants to do it, is that called Tumim? I'm saying, if a person's Tam Yid wants to do it, is it called Gaiva? And they're arguing, is it called, Mechsekiura, it looks like you're Baal Gaiva. And they're arguing, and Mashana Bijanarev is just Mamish lawyer, there. And he hears a Tumim, he calls him Meir Shapiro, says, what's going on? So he says, what are you arguing about? So he tells him, he says, it's Mefurshe Dake Meishan Elchus Mezuzah. Like, you imagine how Reb Shalom Shadron said, you felt you were there, and you felt like everybody shaking, And they open up a tour, Dake Meishin, Hichas Mezuzah. He says like this, that there's a minig in a lot of places that they held the din of mezuzah is only one place, the front door, that's it. In the front, if it's a, you don't need in every room, okay? Not l'alach l'maisa, but that's, right? Baruch Hashem, we're not in a situation where we have to say, save money for that, right? So in those places, what if a person in those places wants to put on every room, like the sheet is every room? So he says, it's a mechsekiura. He says, it's not mechsekiura. You're allowed to do it. V'chein, kosa v'chein amru b'shem ha'ram, that if somebody wants to give zroya l'chayayim v'keva, he can give it. It's not mechsekiura. On the spot. So like, he was like astounded of Meir Shapiro. So he says, tells him, whatever he called him. He says, look at my tour. So he sees a date from years back. He says, Hayom Gamarti tour in Beis Yosef Sholosh Meyas Pamim, 300 times. Yes, he'd say, that's easy. If you lend it 300 times, it's easy to remember. Okay, fine. Start, you could start. Anyway, that's who he was. And then there's a sefer called Tehillah LeDavid. Tehillah LeDavid, I think his name was Avduvcha. He was a Chartkov, I'm not sure, also a Chassid, big Goyen and learning, big Baal Lach. They're both big Lach. Both of them they give a mar mokum that in their sefer, the Bezhan Rav's sefer is called Das Torah, to Mchuvas Maril, a Rishon. So a Rishon. And interesting, in those days it was not printed as nice as we have it. It was a little thin sefer. But you see their ava of learning. Let's take a look in the turn the page on the other side. Oid Nishal, right? The Maril was asked. Maril is a Rishon, as you know, from the German Rishonim. Oid Nishal, Ksha Adam Lo Espal Mincha Berv Shabbos, Vitzarch L'Espal Shtayim Shabbos, Uksha Espal Achas Im Yetzit Tefila Acheres B'Shmias Maganavos Shesham Ramuz Bikas Sheva Shiyotches. Tshuva from the Maril. Masha Sha'alta Im Oila Shmias Maganavos Tashuva Is Beish Shabbos L'Fi Diver Goynim Lo Yodanam Minus the Pacta. Hehe. The Prima Godim has a suffix a few hundred years later. The Maril said, I know what you're talking. It's the same Shaila. Rav Rabbi Seinu maybe argue on the Goinim. But since we pass in Shulchan Aruch like the Goinim, Memela, what's it? He says, Avada, it's the Pshad, it's like them. He said, it's another Mayriv. If you're davening another Mayriv, it's the Yaitzu Brachim Ein Zayin. Mishabur brings a Magan of Ram, the following Shaila. Listen to this Shaila. He brings a Chayin, he's Machriya. Thank you. A person forgets to daven Mayriv on Rosh Chodesh night. He doesn't daven at all. The next day, he davens twice. The first one, he says Yalav Yavoy. The second one, the Tashlumen, he does not say Yalav Yavoy.
He forgot.
Right, I'm saying, right, I guess he forgot. What would you say over there?
It's the same sack. They have to do it again. Because
if it's done. What...
If it's a two shachrises, right. Then he has to daven nachamo because he didn't say shachrises.
Well, but if it's myriv,
then
so mishavu paskins, you don't have to go back, which means it's not like this maril. But that's a maril holds its tefillah of now. Even the Magen Avraham who says you have to go back, he says the reason you have to go back is it's still myriv, but it's myriv when they were makadosh lechodesh. What could you do? Somehow they're Makadosh to Chodesh, even though it's still Mayriv, but they're Makadosh to Chodesh. But Mishavu seems to be Machriel, Allah Lamaisa, not to say. Shredder say, because you're making up for Mayriv, it can't be more Chomer than the Mayriv, then, even though you're diving in the Shachris, it can't be more Chomer. Why not? It's a new Shachris. Lamaisa is Kriya, many are against doing Kriya. We spoke about it then, because since there are Shitas that it's not called a Shmenes, so even though with Simech on it, but you're not allowed to be Koreya where you're not allowed. For instance, Minig Ashkenaz is usually, I think that's far too, no, is by Kaddish, we do Kriyas, Goyin is against it, as you know. Goyin holds you shouldn't do Kriya by he says not to be Moise of a Kriya. You never, the Chazal said not to be Moise of a Kriya doesn't mean only in Shmanesa, it means Bechal. Even Elena was a big thing. Why you're allowed to do it. That's why many people just do a little, not a full Kriya.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.